I'm Steve Potter, and coming up next on Cityscape, the women's chorus, Caris, celebrates 20 years. But first, the 10th annual Greater St. Louis Jazz Festival returns next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and features performances by such artists as Doc Severinsen and his big band, Anat Cohen and Matt Wilson, Christian McBride, Dee Dee Bridgewater, and others. The festival is produced by the University of Missouri St. Louis, the Two Hill Performing Arts Center, and Jazz St. Louis. Jim Widener is the Director of Jazz Studies at UMSL. He joins us, along with Gene Dobbs Bradford, Executive Director of Jazz St. Louis, and we welcome you both to the program.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Jim, this festival is a great mix of professional headliners and young musicians, and it's nurturing those young musicians, which is an important part of what you want to do.
Well, this actually is the key part of the festival. Without the student participation with all those bands, we really don't have a festival. We have headliner concerts, but we have now the mix of both, which is the best of both worlds, and really excited about this year's headliner lineup.
Gene, Jazz St. Louis brings great artists to Jazz at the Bistro, among other venues, mm-hmm. so that's important to you. And the education aspect is what
very
you do,
important.
Too.
Very important. Yeah. Not very many people know about this, but Jazz St. Louis has education and outreach programs that reach over 10,000 students every year, including programs that teach kids how to play music, like our Jazz U program, and things that expose students to music, like our youth concerts that we do at the Two Hill.
Well, you have really 3 days of great lineup next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Friday next week, we want to introduce our audience to someone that's going to be here. Dee Dee Bridgewater is a Grammy and Tony Award-winning vocalist. She'll be performing next Friday the 19th at the Two Hill, and she joins us now on the phone from New York. Dee Dee Bridgewater, welcome to Cityscape.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
It's great to talk to you. You first caught my attention back in the 80s when you dabbled in pop for a while, but before that and since then, though, I mean, you've been all about jazz.
Yes, absolutely. I started out in jazz. I was raised surrounded by jazz music in my home, and my father, Matthew Garrett, was a trumpet player. And so jazz was something that was very normal to me. I thought all my friends listened to jazz, and it wasn't until in my teen years that I discovered that I was an abnormality in the kingdom world. So I've just grown up in the music. I've always felt extremely comfortable in the music, and just decided to dedicate a large portion of my career to jazz music.
You mentioned your dad. He was pretty well known in Memphis, wasn't he?
Yes, my father was, Matthew Garrett. He taught a lot of students that came out of one of the two African-American high schools there, this one being Manassas High School. So he taught people like Phineas Newborn, Booker Little, Frank Strozier, Charles Lloyd, Harold Mayburn, George Coleman. Yeah, people like that. So not too shabby.
No, I'd say not. Jim and Gene, tell me how you feel about Dee Dee and her work.
Oh, well, one of the great performers. I remember the only time that I had a chance to see Dee Dee live was at the St. Louis Jazz Festival. And just like super high energy, such a great, gorgeous voice, really incredible interpretations. I mean, one of the great singers of our time.
Unfortunately, I've not had the opportunity to hear Dee Dee live, and so this is really a special treat for me. Been a fan of hers, of course, for many years, just through the recordings, and it's just going to be great.
Well, keep next Friday open.
I'll be there, Dee Dee.
Please come. I think you'll enjoy it.
Dee Dee, we can see how you probably got your influence from your dad, but I read, too, that your mom influenced you a lot by playing records when you were a kid, like most moms do, and I think Ella Fitzgerald in particular.
Yes, it was Ella Fitzgerald in particular. My mother listened to Ella a lot while she was carrying me. And then, of course, after I was born, she was still listening to Ella. And she swears that I was scatting at 10 months old before I could sing. She would put on an Ella LP, and she says that I would scat to Ella. Scatting. I think that would explain why I've always been able to scat. I had never understood until my mother told me this fact when I was researching Ella's music for my Dear Ella CD.
Right.
So, yes, I have been steeped in the music mostly, not so much from my father playing, performing, because he never, I don't remember him performing around the house in my teen years. I was too young when we lived in Memphis, where I was born. But, yeah, he toured with Dinah Washington. He was the lead trumpet player in her band for 2 summers. And then he worked with Rufus Thomas, but that was totally R&B. So, and perhaps also that explains my love for, you know, the R&B music as well as jazz. I feel very comfortable in both worlds.
Right. Well, back to Ella Fitzgerald. I remember I had the privilege of seeing her perform at Wolf Trap Park in D.C. once. It's something I'll never forget. Mm. Well, we have a cut from something you did from Dear Ella, Midnight Sun. We'd like to sample that.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say something about that first?
Well, that arrangement was done by John Clayton, the bassist and composer and arranger. And it was a song that I selected to represent the orchestral recordings that Ella had done, because on that CD I tried to present songs that Ella had done in the different musical formations that she was known for. So I have orchestral, I have big band, I have small group, and then I have trio, and then I have one duet with Kenny Burrell. So it's a beautiful, beautiful arrangement of Midnight Sun. It's maybe my favorite.
That's Dee Dee Bridgewater, Midnight Sun, a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. Dee Dee Bridgewater will be featured in the Greater St. Louis Jazz Festival, which is next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Dee Dee Bridgewater is on the phone. In the studio, we have Jim Widener and Gene Dobbs Bradford. Well, that was absolutely beautiful.
Dee Dee, could we get you here tonight so we can start your concert tonight and just run it through next Friday?
Wouldn't that be lovely? But I'd have several audiences a bit upset because I'm sure you all know, but maybe the listeners do not, I am part of the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour 55th anniversary celebration, and so we have 4 concerts coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Florida. So I'm actually flying out in the morning, going down to West Palm Beach.
Dee Dee mentions the Monterey Jazz Festival, and that's the Friday night event, right, at the Two Hill?
Correct. That's right, Friday night, the 19th. Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, obviously, having Dee Dee there is a real treat, but this lineup is incredible with Christy McBride, Benny Green, Lewis Nash, Chris Potter, and a young trumpet player, and I'm going to ask Dee Dee to pronounce his last name so I get it right.
So, yeah, as I was saying, his first name is Ambrose. His last name is Akin Musare.
Dee Dee, how many nights out of the year are you performing?
Oh, I don't count. I don't try to count. I would be extremely anxious if I did. This particular tour is a 40-date tour. And it started, the first half of it was in January, January 10th through February 4th, and then we picked back up on March 20th, and we end on on April 30th.
Uh-huh. Listen,
I have a 3-week tour following this in Europe, and prior to that, I'm hosting the Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center. Then I have a summer tour with Ramsey Lewis and his quartet. So.
And you're doing a Billie Holiday musical in September?
Yes, that's correct. I'll be at the Little Schubert Theater in New York City on 42nd Street doing the play with music that I did on Billie in Paris and then in London back in the late 80s. So the show is called Lady Day. And I'm very, very excited to have the opportunity to present it in New York. And there's already very strong interest in us just moving it after about 2 months to Broadway. So very, very excited about that and the opportunity to be still for a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Thrilled about that aspect of it.
Take advantage of that. Hey, there's something.
Oh, yes.
There's something about your career I want to ask you. You know, at some point after you'd worked here for a while and dabbled in the pop world, you moved to Paris, and of course jazz is big in Europe, but that was a really rewarding experience for you, wasn't it, professionally and personally?
Yes. Oh yes, absolutely. I like to say that I grew up, I became an adult in Paris, and my two daughters became young ladies. We became three very independent people, and Paris at the time that I lived there, I was there from 1985 until 2007 is when I basically had to move back permanently to the States. I was transcontinental from 99 until 2007. And I sold my home there in 2010. So it was an incredible experience for me in terms of my career. I was able to do everything that I'd ever dreamed of doing and was generally accepted with wide open arms. I've been honored with the highest distinction that you can get in arts and letters there, which is called the Commander in the Order of Arts and Letters. And I was the fourth recipient after Clint Eastwood and William Forsythe and Dustin Hoffman.
Hmm.
Wow. So, yes, the French still think of me as their singer, and wherever I perform in the United States or anywhere in the world, there are always French people in the audience. Always, always, always.
Well, there probably will be here,
so,
too, next week.
There's some French folks there.
There sure are. St. Louis, after all.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
As you pointed out, you're part of this Monterey Jazz Festival tour, and we do have a cut from that also, All of Me. And is this a tribute to Billie Holiday?
Well, this the arrangement is taken from my tribute to Billie Holiday, which is called Eleanor Fagan to Billie with Love from Dee Dee. And it's an Edsel Gomez arrangement, my pianist of 13 years. And we use it in the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour because it is the first song that I sang when I performed at the Monterey Jazz Festival with Thad Jones and Mel Lewis in 1973.
And Christian McBride is featured on this, too.
Christian McBride is our musical director on the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour. And Christian and Lewis Nash, who are in the band, are both featured on this CD. Very proud of that.
Let's take a listen to that now.
See, I'm no good without you. Take my
That's Dee Dee Bridgewater. She's going to be part of the Greater St. Louis Jazz Festival performing next Friday at the Two Hill, and she's joined us on the phone today from New York. Dee Dee, so great to meet you. We look forward to welcoming you with open arms here.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. I look forward to coming back to St. Louis, and I look forward to meeting the audience there and meeting you all, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure. And, Jim, I know you're...
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. And, Jim, I know you're a bass player. You were getting down there during that cut.
Listen, when you're listening to Christian McBride, I mean, what else can you do? You know?
Yeah, I tell you what, I used to be a bass player, to hear Christian play is just incredible.
Well, in the time we have left, let's go over some. You know, we've left a lot out here. There's a lot going on next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're talking mostly about Friday with Dee Dee, but Thursday, why don't you begin there?
Well, that's going to be a show at the Bistro, Jazz at the Bistro in Grand Center, and that features one of the hottest young clarinetists in jazz today, a lady named Anat Cohen, and she's going to be with drummer Matt Wilson, and these are two of the hottest musicians out in jazz today, but they're also some of the best jazz educators, and they're going to be working with student combos on Thursday, helping small jazz groups to learn how to play better. And then they're going to have this wonderful concert. And I haven't heard them play together, so we're really looking forward to it.
Then on Friday, as I said, it's the Monterey Jazz Festival Tour with Dee Dee Bridgewater. And then on a Saturday, it's Doc Severinsen and his big band and some others?
It is. I heard Doc's band last year up at the festival that I was doing up in Omaha. And the band was just hot, and Doc was even hotter. And, you know, this guy is still undefeated. I've not heard him crack a note yet, and he still practices every day. But, you know, we've had, some of the giants of jazz in here, always do. We brought Clark Terry in a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And we want to get some of these folks in here before another 80-some years. Mm-hmm. And so we're very excited. It's a really eclectic mix this year, with the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour with, Matt and Anat, and then Doc Severinsen Big Band. So there's something there for everyone, which we're very proud of.
Well, if people would like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to all the websites, Two Hill and Jazz St. Louis and everything else that you need to know. Is there anything we haven't mentioned that you would like to mention about this festival before we go?
I always like to mention that, this is, of course, the crown jewel for the University of Missouri-St. Louis, our jazz program. And the Umsel Jazz Ensemble will open the concert each evening with just a very short set because this is, the biggest thrill that that our students and myself actually get as part of the festival. So we will get to open the program for all of these headliners, and we're really looking forward to that.
That is Jim Widener, the Director of Jazz Studies at University of Missouri-St. Louis, and Gene Dobbs Bradford, Executive Director of Jazz St. Louis. Any last words?
Just that it's really wonderful to be partnering with the University of Missouri-St. Louis on a project that brings really quality jazz education to St. Louis.
It's the Greater St. Louis Jazz Festival next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. We look forward to it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Coming up next on Cityscape, 20 Seasons of Love. This is St. Louis Public Radio.